Extra veterinary support and water stations were drafted in for this weekend's Scottish Grand National following the death of two horses at last weekend's English Grand National. Seven horses died in the two races last year. The animal deaths have caused demands from animal welfare charities for a radical overhaul of the design of steeplechase races, which feature obstacles for the horses to jump. Dr. Deborah Jones is a fellow at the Oxford Centre for Animal Ethics and the General Secretary of the group Catholic Concern for Animals. She told Charles Collins that more must be done to protect the horses in these races.
I think the whole business of horse racing is based on money and profit, nothing to do with welfare of horses or even of jockeys. And I think the whole system of horse racing has to be looked at from the basis of whether it's right that we should be putting horses through this sort of competition. It's quite natural for horses to run, and if they're chased by a predator, then they will jump. They don't jump out of fields, or they'd never be kept in fields with just fences and hedges. So they will jump on occasion in matters of great danger, but they're not basically designed for running and jumping in the way that the modern racehorse has been bred. They've got comparatively spindly legs, and they're just not prepared for the sort of jumps that are being presented to them these days.
The people who are involved in the horse racing industry are often the people who love horses the most. Is there a way to influence them to at least make racing safer?
It would be good if the people on the ground, the stable lads, the trainers, and so on, if they could influence the people who run the courses. But unfortunately, I think they're in the hands of the big money operatives who present these jumps to make it more exciting, to make it more risky, to make it more of a gamble, maybe so that the favorites are not necessarily going to win, and therefore the bookies will not be out of pocket so much. So it's really all down to money and who makes the profit from it. And it's not really those who love horses. It's those who like to gamble. It's those, they're the ones who are feeding it, the ones who are putting the money on the bets. And unfortunately, billions of pounds goes on betting horses, which could much more usefully be spent in other ways, relieving human suffering and animal suffering too.
As a final question, you mentioned the jumps. Steeplechase racing is very popular in Britain, less so in other countries. Do you think that possibly a move away from this particular type of racing would help the welfare of the horses?
I'm sure it would. And it's all connected with the history of hunting in this country, where we've hunted with hounds in the past, hunted foxes particularly, and the horses have needed and the jockeys have needed to clear hedges and fences and so on, farm gates and things like that, in order to keep up with the hunt. But now that hunting has been banned, there is really no need for training horses, for breeding horses, to be prepared to have this sort of racing ability. So it would be much better to keep horses as flat rate horses or with only perhaps moderate jumps. But the whole thing really should be looked at from an ethical point of view, whether we should be exploiting animals in this way anyway. It goes against the Catholic Catechism, where people owe animals kindness, as it says in paragraph 2416. It's not a kindness to breed and train animals to do this kind of jumping in which so many are killed, hundreds and hundreds every year that we don't know about, and just some in the major races that we do know about, the Cheltenham Gold Cup and the Grand Nationals in England and Scotland and so on.